Welcome to Cloud Talk Radio, where listeners hear from business leaders about relevant topics from marketing to cash flow management. Tune in every week with hosts Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix and stay engaged with a growing audience of like-minded entrepreneurs. Learn critical business skills and get answers to questions that help you manage better businesses. Cloud Talk Radio, your business resource in the internet age.
Hello and welcome to Cloud Talk Radio. This is Keith Enix. Glad you guys are listening in. Hope you had a wonderful week. We have a wonderful show today. We have Lee Cook with us. She is the CEO of CPA Merchant Services. Are you using the right merchant service solutions for your CPA practice? Well, Lee Cook has a lot of experience working at Intuit Merchant Services and then coming out of that with a different solution that can work better for your business, your clients, and customers. She has some really neat insights for you to help you refine your finance processes with your current clients, as well as giving them some really great tools to help your clients also have a better merchant service solution for their business. So we're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial break. And after that, we'll be bringing Lee Cook on the show.
Dust off your concert t-shirts. CloudFest 2015 is coming to San Diego from August 12th to August 14th. At the beautiful Paradise Point Resort, the only place where 12 CPE, 4 educational tracks, nationally known speakers, and the chance to win $5,000 hit the stage for 3 days. CloudFest is a rock festival-inspired educational event where you can obtain the skills to improve your business. Additionally, meet the faces behind the scenes at the Cloud9 Real-Time team. Register now to be part of the band and take your business to the next level. Just go to www.cloudfest2015.com. That's cloudfest2015.com.
Welcome back to Cloud Talk Radio. This is Keith Enix today. Glad you guys are listening in. We're here with a special guest. We have Lee Cook of CPAMerchantServices.com. She's the CEO over there. Go ahead and check out their website while we discuss today's topic. That answers the question, are you using the right merchant service solutions for your CPA practice? Well, I'm glad to have you on the show here today, Lee. Why don't you go ahead and give us a little bit of your background and how you ended up in the merchant services industry?
Thank you so much, Keith. I have the privilege of working for QuickBooks Intuit Merchant Services way back in the early 2000s. And what I found they provided was this fabulous solution for processing that was completely integrated into QuickBooks. So CPAs could have their merchants process their credit cards and update all of their accounting in one fell swoop. It's a beautiful product. And what I found after selling those processes for several years, I found that there needs to be a lower cost solution that CPAs can offer their merchants to give them fabulous integrated processing within QuickBooks, but then be able to provide the fees, a lower fee, significantly lower in many cases, from the Intuit product. And so what we did was over the last few years, and since 2008, we actually developed a QuickBook plugin. It is an integrated product so that you can process your credit card payments, ACH payments, and e-check, and even, back-end checks in QuickBooks, and have it post directly to your payment gateway, through your payment gateway to your bank, and also post to QuickBooks so that you can save money and save a significant amount of time.
Now, interesting. So on the money side, I'm a personal Intuit merchant services user, so I guess I'm a perfect case study here.
Yeah.
But what are the differences in that? I've always wondered, because I've tried to use other merchant service solutions before, and when it came down to it, it was just nice to have something that was actually integrated into QuickBooks. But why is that different with you guys?
Well, right now the biggest difference is the fee structure. You're going to save a significant amount of money from QuickBooks. They have a flat, straight fee, and they can charge a premium because it's integrated into QuickBooks. So that's the biggest difference. The other nice product that we have is we have also integrated ACH and check processes into the QuickBooks as well. So you can post payment of a check in QuickBooks and have that be paid to your bank as well at the same time. So this is all in one, everything in one house. You've got your merchant processor, which is me, and you have this plugin, which allows you to process this in QuickBooks at the same time for the same fee.
That's great. So I don't have to use my bank app anymore to post checks.
Oh, no, not at all. Nope, not at all.
It doesn't even work anymore on my smartphone. I can't figure it out. I got this Bank of America app and won't even work on my phone correctly. I probably have to just reinstall it. But interesting. So you can take your plug-in software and it kind of all in one solution. You're able to post your checks and all your payments just from right there.
Yep. So to give you a quick demonstration of it verbally, you have a customer. Maybe that customer it has an invoice and they want to pay a down payment with a check and then they want to pay the rest of it on a credit card. What you can do is you create an invoice in QuickBooks because you're going to be doing that anyway, and you hit pay. You type in the payment information for their banking account. It's going to post that payment as a down payment for that invoice, and then it's going to record it in QuickBooks that it's been that down deposit has been paid. And then maybe 6 weeks later, you're going to collect on the rest of it. You can choose the saved bank account information, or you can add a credit card, and you can have multiple credit cards saved for each merchant. So now what has happened is the merchant is in control of the processing, and they're not waiting to receive that check or that okay by the merchant to actually bill. They can send out a statement that says, we're going to collect this much money and it's going to happen in 3 days and there's nothing that you need to do as a merchant. Don't worry, we'll collect that payment. And then the customer has that information saved. It's posted right to your QuickBooks and to your bank.
No, that's great. That's great. So definitely with the CPA Merchant Services plug-in technology into QuickBooks, you're getting a much better price point. That's great. And it sounds like just a lot of other things that I just want to dive in a little bit more on. And that's really the methodology. A few shows back, we had some guests on our show, Dan Bowser, as well as George Wong, and both of them, business developers and consultants, they were talking about one of the biggest problems of businesses at the very foundation level is the finances.
Yep.
And I'm just curious, from your mindset, I'm sure that you see the solution as it's a tool, but it's a tool to fix something else that's happening within the company. So what are you finding are maybe some of the biggest problems that your customers are, or pain points that they're dealing with that your plugin helps solve?
Well, one of the things that I've seen, and I've had the privilege of having this plugin installed in a couple of local places as well, and I have the merchant come out and give me a hug and say, you've saved me and my dance teachers 3 weeks of time entering, because they would have a recurring payment schedule set up. They would print out the list of payments that were accepted through their recurring schedule, and then they had to go back in manually to post to QuickBooks. And these are dance teachers. They're not CPAs. So they have a CPA, but the CPA wants them to post this information in QuickBooks so that they can have an accurate record to give the CPA. Right. So these dance teachers go in and they post that this has been paid or this has been paid or that credit card was declined. And then, 2 and 3 weeks later, they're going back to collect that information. So what has happened is I have visually watched this plugin help a non-accounting dance studio. I mean, they're wonderful. They're fabulous at what they do, but they're dance teachers. And even their accountant wants to hug me, because now they can process 200 customers. Within 1 hour, that money is put in their bank and it's posted back to QuickBooks, and it all takes place in the matter of less than an hour. And they're using batch payments. They don't have to use memorized transactions. They can edit it. They have the flexibility. They can go in and they can do a refund if they need to. They can set up recurring payments that post back to QuickBooks if they need to. It's such a fun product. And what I've noticed with my CPAs, I have several CPAs who, they're just so fun to talk to. Most CPAs are too busy, especially at this time of year. But I've had
number crunching.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I've had some CPAs tell me that this has actually helped them in their accounting practice, because they've provided a solution for their their stores or their dance teachers or their karate studios, or doesn't matter what the merchant is. But what they've done is they've allowed them to use their accounting software the way the accounting software was done, is supposed to be used, to the best of its ability. And they don't have to re-enter anything. They don't have to use a sync where you have to find the amounts and
right.
the date and hope that it matches. And then is it is their fees taken out or not? No, this is a direct integration. Everything is posted to QuickBooks.
Wow.
And when you charge it and you push that button, literally you walk away. The only thing you have to do is double check your bank statement that it was posted. And we even take care of that process. We deposit it in undeposited funds, which most CPAs, it's kind of a default for QuickBooks. And once that merchant checks their bank's deposit to see that everything's been deposited, they can release it to whichever account they want. It is a fun product. I have people every day thank me for the work that we've done and also thank me that they're saving a ton of money on their processing.
Lee, I can tell you're very passionate about your product. I'm really glad. You know, but one thing you mentioned there that is huge, I think, and probably a big difference between your software or plugin as opposed to maybe even some of your competitors is the fact that it is a plugin that's directly into QuickBooks. It's not a syncing tool, which for those of us who have used syncing tools, we all understand the frustrations of, for some reason, it just never works.
Never works.
Yeah, and then you're trying to figure out why it's not working, and then you fix one end, and then you know, it messes up the other end when you resync, and it's just a big frustration.
Yep, this is all done real time. So our plugin works real time. You push the process payment button, it posts to to the QuickBooks invoice or sales receipt if you choose. Or you can even have an unapplied payment if you want. You can use batch invoicing, you can use single payments. The thing that my most of my customers really like about it is that they can process 1,000 transactions. They can create in batch invoices or memorize transactions. They can create 1,000 invoices. And if with the push of a button, all 1,000 invoices are paid and posted to QuickBooks at the same time. Oh, and the other thing I need to tell you is we don't have a transaction fee in our as part of our plugin. A lot of syncs will have a transaction fee as well. So there's no extra transaction fee. You can do 1,000 plugin transactions and it's not going to cost you any more money.
Curious, does your system do recurring billing then?
Yes, sir. I'm glad you asked.
Interesting.
It does.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Obviously, QuickBooks doesn't offer that, and I'm constantly, I don't know how many others of you out there who are listening, you go in and you try to set up your billings every month, and I've kind of made it a fun game where I make it personal, you know, every single billing, but, you know, and I try to tell myself I'm not just sitting here doing data entry. I'm going to actually make it mean something if I'm going to do this. But still, you got 200 invoices you're supposed to do. That's not going to work out very well over the long term. And as we were talking about just a few episodes ago, one of the breakouts of starting a business and getting to that next level where you can really start growing your company is some sort of bolt-on technology that helps you stop doing the finances, that data entry type stuff, and getting more in front of your customers. You know, Lee, with your product, and I think of methodology, especially for CPAs out there, that's a big thing. If you're offering the right solution, not just for your own company as a CPA, but also to your customers or clients, I imagine that's going to – the time-wise, that's going to free up a lot of time for sales and increasing revenues, I'd imagine.
Yes. So I'm gonna talk about earning more money for your time in these next two thoughts. Merchants spend a ton of time adding invoices into QuickBooks and then paying it and then posting back to QuickBooks. So the merchant is going to save an incredible amount of time. It's anywhere from 8 hours a month to, I mean, the dance studio said they save 3 weeks. They're done in an hour, what used to take them 3 weeks.
Wow.
Now, granted, that's not full time every day. So number one, the merchant is going to save time and money. Number two, and then we haven't really talked about this, the reason that we differ from any other merchant processor out there is because we provide residual income for the CPA. Now, and this isn't new. This is something that QuickBooks did in the late 2000s. I love that program because any CPA could sign up with QuickBooks and earn 20% of the merchant's fees for processing during the time that customer processes. So if they process for a year and then they change processors, they get income for a year, 20% of the processing volume. So what we have done, because QuickBooks, Intuit, Merchant Services, closed that program. What we have done as a company, CPA Merchant Services, that's why our name is what it is, we have basically picked up on that fabulous product, and we are paying CPAs 20 to 30% of the processing volume of their clients for the life that they process. So not only this is where they're going to save time and money. So right now, CPAs, they change time for money. They sit down, they do a tax return. They're going to be paid on that tax return. They have monthly clients. They have to do the accounting monthly for those clients. Well, what we want to do is, this is residual income. If their customers, and say a CPA has 100 customers, each customer, the merchant accounts are approximately maybe $100. Just do a general average. Each customer's processing volume, their revenue or the fees would maybe is $100. So if the customer has a fee of $100, what we do as CPA Merchant Services is we give that CPA $20 every month, just because thank you very much for having your customer process with us. Thank you very much for trusting us with your customer and our plugin. And we want to provide that residual income for CPAs so that they no longer have to trade time for money. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. I love it.
Wow, that's fantastic. What a different way of thinking about another way to generate income for yourself.
Yep, because the CPA, you know, they're basically fixed. It's a fixed income.
Yeah.
And
it's something they're already doing, too. It's not like it's something new in their business, you know, that they have to learn. It's just changing the tool, right?
And then the other thing is our prices are pretty much about, well, they're significantly less. They can be up to 50% less than Intuit. So because they're so much less, We can charge them less, but then we give them a base a piece of that processing action. Mm-hmm. And they can trust that they're giving their customers a fabulous, trustworthy merchant processor to represent them and collect their money.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That is great. So we've covered a couple things. One of them was, of course, this time issue. Time is big. And it sounds like, would you say that this is by far the biggest blocker that CPAs and merchants face today?
Merchants, I would say. Because most people, they know how to collect money. They're going to have a little machine. They're going to swipe a credit card. But the issue is they need to get that into their QuickBooks. And they need to post it back. And then the CPAs are, of course, asking their merchants to make sure they do correct accounting. So it's going to save the merchant time because their accounting is done right the first time. And it's going to save the CPA time because all of the accounting records are complete. Oh, and the other thing I need to tell you is that the entire merchant processing world is turning upside down October 2015 with this new rollout of EMV. I don't know if you've heard about that coming out.
Please explain.
So basically EMV is the payment industry's, it's their take on making sure that the fees for merchants and then the credit cards and then the credit card numbers and theft, all of that goes away. So what we've done is we have fulfilled the PCI, which is the payment card industry requirements. And this little plugin is PCI DSS certified.
That's great.
It's PCI DSS compliant.
Well, there was a question on here I have that I think I know I've experienced with Intuit, where I have to update my QuickBooks or I can't run my customers' or clients' payments. So what about your solution? Do you have to continue to update your QuickBooks?
So that is one of the things that I noticed way back in the year 2008 when I was selling processing for QuickBooks is, you know what? Unfortunately, your 2005 version is too old. You're going to have to buy a new copy of QuickBooks. And when you install that on your desktop, then we can start processing again. Well, mm-hmm. what we did is we wrote our software, our plugin, so that it works with every version from 2009 and up to date. Mm. And without any issues. So you do not have to buy a new version of QuickBooks each and every year. That's going to save customers up to, I mean, sometimes, you know, if you have the accountant, sure. the manufacturer version or the accountant version, you're going to save a lot of money each year.
Yeah.
And it could be like $300 a year saving.
You guys offer e-check processing. We had covered that.
Yep.
Fantastic rates on those. We covered also that CPAs can get involved in your incentive program.
Absolutely.
If they're going to resell.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to share.
Go ahead.
Currently at this time, we are offering a $500 Amazon gift card to any merchant who we can't beat their rates. So if you bring us an account and we cannot beat your rates, we will send you an Amazon gift card with a value of $500 on it. So that's an incentive any CPA can provide their merchants. You know what? I have a great solution for you. It's worth taking a look at because if they can't beat the price, they'll pay you.
That's great. No, I love it. I love it. I guess the future of where things are going. What do you think about QuickBooks Online and how does your payment solution, does it integrate with that? Do you have to have QuickBooks to utilize your system?
Well, yes, this particular product. We have other products, but this particular product, because it is a QuickBooks product, you would need to have a QuickBooks desktop version. We are in the testing, actual beta testing of the QuickBooks Online version, which is basically the same thing. You can process your payments through our processing and then post back to your online account. However, they make you pay that monthly subscription, so you can't really use your 2009 version. So you don't have that savings for that. But the same thing applies. You've got the time savings. You've got the money savings, and the CPAs have the residual income from any accounts. Now, that's in beta testing right now. It should be out any time, but currently it's in beta testing.
Absolutely. And so, you know, QuickBooks Online is still kind of in that beta. They're still making that switch. There's just so many people are using the desktop version.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Well, it's been great to have you on the show here today, Lee. This has just been fantastic to learn more about your merchant service solution. Is there anything else that you just want to leave our listeners with before we wrap up the show here?
Well, I just want to say that my background is kind of as a mentor. I was a high school math teacher before I started selling merchant processing. So my philosophy is let's educate our merchants. Let's care for them. Let's take care of them and give them a quality solution that they can trust. And I kind of feel like I want to change the face of processing. You know, you get those phone calls and say, hey, can I give you a quote on processing? And everyone kind of cringes because they've had a million of them, which is fine because they have. But really what we've done here is we've created a solution that is reliable. It's trustworthy. We're honest. I'm having a ton of fun doing it. And so that's that. I think we're set apart in that range.
I love it. I can tell you're having a ton of fun. That's great, Lee. Well, are you using the right merchant service solutions for your CPA practice? You need to go check out cpamerchantservices.com. Talk with Lee Cook. I'll put her contact information in the description here for you guys, and we can get you guys connected with her on your merchant solutions. I hope you guys have enjoyed today's episode. Go ahead and be sure to check out cloudtalkradio.com. We have some great past episodes on there. Today I mentioned 4 keys to unlock an exit strategy for your business with Dan Bowser. Really liked that episode. You guys should go check that out on our past episodes tab. Be sure to tune in each week, 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're here on Tuesday. This is Keith Enix. Hoping you have a wonderful week. Keep your business growing and your tools in the cloud. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks so much for listening to Cloud Talk Radio with your hosts, Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix. Want to listen to past shows and stay up to date on new ones? Check them out online, cloudtalkradio.com. We'll see you next time.